The Iran war is kinda gay. Tucker Carlson is a useful idiot. And the Senate does its best Mitch McConnell impression by being at a standstill. Then more on this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered, I'm Chris Chappell. I'd like to start off this episode with a solemn condolence to all of you. Some are saying Chuck Norris passed away. No. He cut himself off from the world. It is we in this wicked world of sin that has passed away. I'd like to think as tribute, the Chuck Norris jokes will continue. Leave yours in the comments. And on to the ongoing war in Iran, or special operation if that's your preferred semantics. It's been called many things. Necessary, unnecessary, precise, more poorly planned than the police's failed defamation case against American hero Afro Man. But here's a new description I don't think anyone was prepared for. Gay! Because the New York Post reports that U.S. intelligence shows Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is probably gay, which caused Trump to burst into laughter. Laughing at calling people gay, we are so back. And by back, I mean back in middle school. But, I mean, honestly, it is kind of funny, mainly because of the irony. Reportedly, the former supreme leader apparently had reservations about his son being suitable as a replacement, since the Iranian regime's views on the LGBTQ community are, let's just say, unwoke, as in they have a tendency to put gay people to sleep permanently. And yet now, Mojtaba Khamenei is supreme leader of Iran, or at least a cardboard cutout of him is. So how does this revelation change things? Well, not much, really, other than giving everyone full license to giggle every time they hear the Strait of Hormuz and think, you know what ain't straight? Khamenei! Speaking of the Strait of Hormuz, Trump has asked NATO allies and China to help open the Strait of Hormuz and protect ships passing through from Iranian attacks.
We are talking to other countries about working with us for the policing of the Strait. And I think we're getting good response. If we do, that's great. And if we don't, that's great.
Considering 20% of the globe's oil supplies pass through the Strait and seeing how prices are skyrocketing, it makes total sense that these nations heard this request and China has refused. Ah, but that makes sense. China considers itself at war with the U.S. and Iran to be like a friend, kind of. So expecting them to help would be like asking Cobra Commander to team up with you in battling Cobra. Even if it makes sense, they're in the business of evil and business is booming. Though I guess it'd be more accurate to say evil is going boom right now. But as for the U.S.'s allies in NATO, they also refused. At first, now the U.K., France, Japan, Germany, and some others have voiced their readiness to contribute to secure the Strait of Hormuz with, actually, no one knows. They weren't very specific on what exactly they were ready to contribute. Well, so what made them change their minds? I can tell you what it probably wasn't. Trump's graceful diplomatic skills. Because after they initially refused, Trump posted a tirade on Truth Social saying, "We no longer need or desire the NATO countries' assistance. We never did." And that, "We do not need the help of anyone." Is it just me or does this come across as asking a girl out and she says no and so you say, "Whatever, you're ugly anyway." He also said this.
"Are you rethinking the United States' relationship with NATO possibly getting out?
Well, I'm disappointed in NATO that we spend trillions of dollars on NATO. Think of it, trillions over the years, many trillions of dollars. It's one of the reasons we have deficits. And when they don't help us, I mean, it's certainly something that we should think about. I don't need Congress for that decision, as you probably know."
Same vibe. Trump is now saying he never needed Europe's help, and he just asked to see what their response would be. To be fair, Iran's leadership did crumble faster than the metaverse, and I don't think the U.S. has spent as much as Mark Zuckerberg wasted. NATO countries initially refused because the way they saw it, Trump was asking them to join his and Israel's war against Iran, which pretty much all of them have condemned, and send troops into harm ways policing the Strait. So maybe they thought of another way they could help that doesn't involve sending troops or implicitly supporting the war. We'll see. Either way, this is just going to make the strained relationship between NATO and the U.S. under Trump even strainier. And worse yet, Trump may sick J.D. Vance on them to ask if they even said please or thank you. But it isn't just European allies that disagree with the U.S.'s actions in Iran. Top counterterrorism official Joe Kent resigned in protest of the U.S.'s war against Iran. On X, he said he cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it's clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. Kent, who looks like if Josh Brolin told his barber to give him the Gen Z broccoli head haircut, didn't just blame Israel for Iran. In his resignation letter, he says Israel also tricked the U.S. into invading Iraq, which is inaccurate because then Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, who looks like the final boss of Mario 2 if he wished he was a real boy, actually warned against invading Iraq to George W. Bush. Sharon said that destabilizing Iraq would only empower Iran. And if you're wondering if he was correct, look around! But hey, what's the worst that could happen with a head counterterrorism official resigning while half of TSA screeners are calling out amid not getting paid? And the U.S. is at war slash military operation with a nation known for propping up terror cells and groups like Hezbollah. Whatever the worst that could happen is, I'm sure we'd never forget it. So yeah, blaming everything on Israel. Sounds like Kent has been listening to too much Tucker Carlson, which might explain why he went on Tucker Carlson's show one day after resigning. There, he also said that he was blocked from fully investigating the murder of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. According to Semaphore, Kent is also under investigation by the FBI for improperly sharing classified information, an investigation which allegedly goes back months. So, you know, before he resigned. What does all this mean? I don't know. But I know without even looking that the conspiracy theories on X are already starting to flow. Speaking of Tucker Carlson, Carlson has expressed fear that he may face federal charges for talking to Iranians.
The CIA is preparing some kind of criminal referral against me, a crime report, to the Department of Justice on the basis of a supposed crime I committed. What's that crime? Well, talking to people in Iran before the war. They read my texts. So the crime under consideration apparently would be the Foreign Agent Act or something like that, acting as an agent of a foreign power.
Candace Owens came to Tucker's defense, saying if they come for Tucker, we ride at dawn. And we're not going to the gulags 2.0. She's really ride or die, or more accurately, drift and grift. Carlson says he's not worried because he claims to have never been paid and isn't a foreign agent. He also said that he's being targeted for bad-mouthing this administration and that nations naturally just become more authoritarian in wartime. So Carlson says he's not a foreign agent. But even if he's not, that doesn't mean he couldn't be a useful idiot. Some suspect Trump flipped who he was useful to. A theory floating around is that before the war, Trump invited Tucker to the White House and purposely fed him fake info that Carlson relayed to Iran, who was then caught off guard when the U.S. attacked. If that's true, and it's how Trump was able to wipe out the majority of Iran's leadership, then he's going to need to write a new book, The Art of the Kill. Shouldn't be too hard since the length of the average book is shorter than his typical Truth Social post. Speaking of Trump being Trump, I don't even know how to introduce this, so just roll the clip.
Why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran?
And we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay?
Takeuchi's response has been described as losing her smile and taking a measured breath, which leaves out the subtle but definitely noticeable eye roll. Frankly, at this point, I think what we're seeing here is a woman who knows exactly who she's dealing with. Sometimes, Trump's just gonna Trump. Speaking of Japan, Niantic, the maker behind Pokemon Go, has been selling the map data users have been creating while playing the game. And one place they've been selling it is robotic delivery companies who have used billions of images to train an AI map of the world.
The dataset is now training a special AI that can look at a random street corner and know exactly what it is within a few centimeters. Your parasocial relationship with a fictional electronic mouse accidentally built the navigation system of a future.
I take offense to that. Pikachu is an electric mouse, not electronic, like the Mousers in Ninja Turtles. No, you're getting upset about the wrong thing. Check your priorities. It's funny, though, in all the dystopian future movies where robots take over, humans always wind up in the mines or as organic batteries to serve the machines. But in reality, we're getting enslaved by playing video games. I've been training my whole life for this. I personally welcome our gaming overlords. And now it's time for another edition of Really California? Really? In 2022, California, under Governor Gavin Newsom, broke ground on the Wallace-Annenberg Wildlife Crossing, a bridge over a highway that animals could use to safely cross and ensure the survival of the mountain lion population. At the time, it was estimated to cost, at most, $64 million and be completed by 2025. You want to bet what happened? Come on, it's an easy guess. Well, it's the year 2026 in the year of our Lord Chris Christie. And the bridge is still incomplete and has cost over $100 million so far. And guess who they blame for this? Come on, it's an easy guess.
This spring, construction costs increased considerably. And although we were holding reserves to finish construction, all those are exhausted at this point because of tariffs, inflation, and so many other factors.
Yep, it's Trump's fault. Even though he wasn't in office for the majority of this project. Now, I don't know if this is incompetence or money laundering or por qué no los dos, but Nick Shirley released a video where he claims to have uncovered millions of dollars in fraud in California. I know some of you are thinking, surely you can't be serious, to which he'd probably replied, I am. And please do call me Shirley because that's my name. I hope Gavin Newsom gets his state in order. For the sake of the mountain cats, someone needs to ensure the safety of the majestic California cougars. Speaking of things that get you all hot and bothered, election integrity. Woo! Oh, baby. President Trump said passing the Save America Act is his number one legislative priority, and he won't sign any bills until it passes. Which isn't much of a threat since laws still go into effect if the president doesn't sign or veto them. They just go into effect without the president's signature. His scribbly looks like you asked a three-year-old to draw a forest fire signature. Last month, the House passed the latest version of the Save America Act, and debates on it began in the Senate. And yes, it took a month for it to go from being passed in the House to being debated in the Senate. Maybe that's why there are so many old people in Congress. Time moves slower there. They're trying to extend their lifespan. The Save America Act needs 60 votes to overcome the filibuster and pass. And that's going to be a challenge since they would need every member of the GOP to vote for it, as well as a few Democrats. And Republicans Tom Tillis, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitch McConnell have expressed opposition to the bill. Despite this, there's a lot of broad public support for securing elections, and Democrats have come under fire for blocking this act. Even NBC, who says Democrats' arguments that this is akin to Jim Crow laws, is falling flat. This would be like Sakura criticizing Ryu. Aren't you basically their number one fan and cheerleader? Requiring photo ID to vote is widely popular. However, requiring a second form of ID as proof of citizenship, such as a birth certificate or a passport, is what Democrats criticize, saying many Americans don't have these, and this could keep millions from voting. And it's the other provisions in the bill that, well, have nothing to do with voting at all that have Democrats especially upset. What's in it? I'll let White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt explain.
The Save America Act permanently bans men from competing in women's sports. The Save America Act bans transgender mutilation surgery for children.
If you want to know why it's so hard for Congress to pass bills, it's because they're always trying to sneak things into legislation that has nothing to do with what the bill's title implies. That'd be like going to Five Guys, your wife orders a burger, and the cashier says, great, you're polyamorous now. So the Senate will debate on this for who knows how long. I'm not too optimistic about this getting passed anytime soon, since Congress can't even agree on how to fund the TSA, which could lead to small airports closing soon. So yeah, getting this, or frankly anything done, doesn't appear to have a straight path. You know what else ain't straight? Comedy! But what do you think? Leave your comments below with that American flag emoji to show YouTube that we've got engagement. And please, if you want more America Uncovered, I need your help. Subscribe to my exclusive censorship-free website, AmericaUncovered.tv. Just click this button or the link down below. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.